Good morning, everybody. My name is Father Stephen Jones, and I am glad to be here at St. Thomas More Newman Center and Parish today. My first time ever presiding at Mass here, so glad to be with you. This is what I do on the weekends. I travel around our diocese from parish to parish doing fill-in work for priests who are on vacation or maybe who are sick or maybe who just need a weekend off. But I do so mostly in my capacity as the director of stewardship for the Diocese of Jefferson City so that I can talk to our parishes and our communities about the vision our diocese has for stewardship, a vision which will help us become stronger and more faithful. But I'm going to stop right there. Before everybody starts fidgeting in their pews or rolling their eyes or turning off their ears or sighing so loudly that I can hear it up here. It has happened, let me just tell you. Because they have heard the dreaded S word. Dun, dun, dun. Stewardship. Nobody wants to come to Mass and hear a homily about stewardship because they think they're going to hear a homily only about money. But I want to say to you up front, hopefully very loud and clear, I am not here today to speak to you primarily about money. Why? Because stewardship isn't primarily about money. It's about something much deeper and much, much, much more important than just money. Stewardship is at its root about an invitation. The invitation to become a deeper disciple of Jesus Christ, the one whose gospel we have heard proclaimed just now, and the one upon whom we will feast in just a bit in the blessed sacrament of his body and blood. Stewardship is really about becoming those who are intimately linked to God with the entirety of our lives, everything we are and everything we have, and willing to do God's will. So in other words, stewardship really is all about discipleship. You know, at every Mass, at the beginning of Mass, after the penitential rite and the Gloria, we pray an opening prayer. It's called the Collect. In effect, because it collects the prayers of the gathered assembly and is put forth before the Lord by the presiding priest on behalf of the entire church. We're all familiar with it, of course, but it's one of those things which likely we don't pay too much attention to as we kind of go through the motions of Mass all too often. But this is a travesty, I think, because the collects of the church are a rich tapestry woven throughout with very important theological truth about our Lord and our God. And so today, being the 26th Sunday of Ordinary Time, we've heard the Collect for Mass prayed, but I'm going to read it to you one more time. So listen to it with open ears. We prayed, O God, who manifest your almighty power above all by pardoning and showing mercy. Bestow, we pray, your grace abundantly upon us and make those hastening to attain your promises heirs of the treasures of heaven. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever, and the people say, amen. Correct, right. In this collect, we were reminded about some realities of the nature of God. First of all, God desires reconciliation. And he accomplishes this through his overflowing love. A love which is made manifest in and through his boundless mercy. Secondly, God bestows his graces upon us. Indeed, upon all of creation, calling us into relationship with him so that we can become heirs, inheritors of the treasure of heaven. It is these eternal truths, these eternal realities, my brothers and sisters, which is at the heart of the idea of Christian stewardship, not the misconceptions we have that stewardship is all about money. Instead, stewardship is about our response to that love God has shown us, to those mercies God has bestowed upon us, to the way he has fed us and nourished us, the gifts he has given us. Stewardship is really all about us realizing in an overt and tangible way that God is the giver of everything we have. It's about recognizing that God is the only one who can truly meet our needs. And then in light of that recognition and realization, coming to the understanding on our own of our need to give back some of those gifts, both to God and to our neighbor. Giving just for the sake of giving. Giving of ourselves, the entirety of who we are, as the grateful response of a Christian disciple. Not because we've been berated by the pastor, although that sometimes does happen. Probably not here, though, right? Not because there's a special project which needs to be funded, as important as those are. Not because there's a volunteer ministry need that we've been guilted into filling, but giving. Just because that's what a disciple does. Because, brothers and sisters, what we've been given is good. And it's the nature of that which is good not to hold itself in, but to give itself away. And that's where the invitation to stewardship and discipleship comes into play. It's an invitation meant for every single one of us in this room. As individuals, as family units, and as a parish as a whole. As with any invitation, we have the ability to accept it or to reject it and kick it down the road. But if we accept it, we open ourselves up to the really amazing spiritual benefits which come from being a disciple of Jesus Christ. But we also come to understand that we have before us some really deep opportunities and some very, very important responsibilities. You know, I said at the beginning of the homily that I go around the diocese weekend after weekend. And as I do, I've become more and more firmly convinced that we are long overdue for a real shot in the arm, kind of a wake-up call, if you will, a refocusing on what stewardship really means and the task that we have before us as Catholics. And I can think of no more important way to do this than for all of us to recall, pray about, learn about, and most importantly, respond to the radical, radical call that Jesus places before us every day. And what is that radical call? Two words. Follow me. Follow me. Set aside all the things of this world which distract us from our true end and our relationship with God, and follow me. So that all of us might become deeper disciples of him. But make no mistake about it, following him will change us as we walk the path of intentional discipleship. Will it have implications about how we use our calendars, that is, our time? Heck yeah, it will. Will it have implications about how we use our abilities and our talents? Most certainly. Will it have implications about how we use our bank accounts, our treasure? Yep, of course. Think on these things, brothers and sisters, and examine your lives as individuals, as family units, and as a parish. But most importantly, pray on these things. And then, fortified by the love and mercy of God, who is the giver of every good gift, strive to be disciples and stewards who honor and glorify God and who seek to build up his kingdom in this place. Now, to close. You may or may not be aware of it, but St. Thomas More Parish in Newman Center is part of a second cohort of parishes and communities in our diocese who are transitioning to a stewardship model over the next year. All the parishes will transition in the next 2 years, but you all are part of a group who is transitioning this year. You don't need to know much more about that right now, other than, like Arnold Schwarzenegger says in The Terminator, "I'll be back." Thank you for laughing at that. In some places I go, they sit there with stone faces, right? But I will be back, for better or worse, and you're going to have to listen to me again talk about this. In fact, I'll be back this week, meeting with the parish staff and some key parish leadership to delve more deeply into what this year looks like and what this transition looks like. And then Father Mers will make sure that all information is eventually disseminated to the entire parish. But for now, examine your lives. Pray and recall and respond to the radical calling of Jesus to follow him, and strive to be stewards who build up God's kingdom here in this place. May God bless you all today.